study Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29.
当神宣告他们要被掳之后，神在继续的宣告他的本意是什么？
When God announced to them that they are to be taken captives, God also announced his thoughts.
神的本意不是要人受灾难。
His thought is not that they would encounter evil.
因为神是父亲呢，那有哪个父亲愿意孩子受苦呢？
God is a father, and which father would want the children to suffer?
神的本意是要赐平安给他们。
The thoughts of God is that they would have peace.
但是当这个孩子变成浪子，
But when the son turns into a prodigal son,
活在罪里面，
living in sin,
要怎么让他回头呢？
What can be done to turn him back?
这就是神，在圣经里面重复不断，耶利米书描写的讯息。
This is the message that is repeatedly being told through Jeremiah.
最后一个方法就是让他被掳到巴比伦。
The last method is for them to be taken captive.
那这样他们就会悔改回头。
Then they will turn back and repent.
那末后就会有指望。
And they shall have hope on the last day.
那虽然被掳到巴比伦，
Even though they were taken captives to Babylon.
但是神的同在没有减少。
God's abidance did not decrease.
神还是继续会带领他们。
God would continue to guide them.
所以这里在描写神的意念是什么。
Here it described the thoughts of God.
那神的意念高过人的意念。
The thoughts of God are higher than that of man.
所以从表面上看起来，耶利米怎么这样讲呢？
From the surface, we may think, why would Jeremiah say that?
叫拜神的人去投降那个拜偶像的人。
To tell the people who worship God to surrender to those who worship idols.
但是更高的意念是要让他们改变，可以最后得福。
But the higher thoughts are for them to turn back so that they can receive blessing at the end.
好像说他们在旷野，第二年就可以进去了。
Just like when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they could have entered into the land the second year.
他们缺乏靠神的信心。
But they lacked the heart of relying on God.
那神就说，那你们再多走38年。
So then God said to them that you should be in the wilderness for another 38 years.
约书亚跟加勒两个，他能够明白神的旨意。
Joshua and Caleb could understand the will of God.
所以他们两个很有信心。
So they were full of faith.
他就跟着他们多走三十八年了。
They went along with the rest of the people for 38 years.
那时候到了，神就带他们进去了。
When the time came, God led them into the land.
所以有时候我们教会的圣工好像在购买会堂。
Sometimes in the holy work of the church, for example, purchasing a chapel.
最难的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing?
要买会堂最难的是什么？钱不够。
Is it lacking money?
房子很难找。
Is it lacking the real estate options?
要对购买会场最难是同心。
The hardest thing is unity.
在神岂有难成的事吗？
In God, is there anything too difficult for him?
等一下我们就会念到这一句话。
We will read to this phrase.
神没有难成的事。
That in God nothing is impossible.
童女都会生子的，还有什么难成？
Even a virgin can give birth to a child.
死人都会复活，还有什么难成？
The dead will resurrect.
太阳都可以倒退15度，还有什么难？
The sun can go back 15 steps.
所以我们把这个困难常常是放在外在的。
We often place the difficulties on the things that are exterior.
真正的难是什么？
But what is the true difficulty?
同心合意。
It's the heart of unity.
我们最近东安买了一个会堂。
Recently, the East Bay Church purchased a chapel.
以前我也曾经住牧在东安。
I was once a resident minister there.
就反正大家都很多意见。
A lot of members have different opinions.
没有办法同心神就没有办法同工。
It was difficult to have a heart of unity, so it was then also difficult for God to work with us.
所以听说他们的预算哈，买会堂预算大概200万。
I heard that the budget was $2 million for the purchase.
因为湾区的房子确实很贵啊。
The real estate in the East Bay area is very expensive.
好，那到最后买这个会堂。
At the end, when they're purchasing this particular chapel,
应该是925,000。
The cost should be about $905,000.
925,000.
Sorry, 925,000. Sorry.
比他们原来预算一半都不到。
This is actually less than half of their original budget.
而且地点也很好。
The location is quite good too.
离开那个捷运和 BART 大概两个 block。
It's only about 2 blocks from the BART, from a BART station.
那为什么在这个时候给他们？
Why would God give them the chapel at this point? Because they are unified.
我听了他们的里面的一个工人讲。
I heard from one of the workers.
他们投票的时候只有一票反对，其他全部都赞成。
That when they were casting votes for this decision, there was only one vote against it, and everyone else agreed.
那为什么那一票反对？
And why did that vote go against this?
他说这个太便宜了，不可能，所以我反对。
The vote was because this is too cheap, it is impossible, so I'm going against it.
所以你在投票里面就可以看出来大家有没有同心。
So from the voting, you can see whether everyone is of one heart or not.
教会里面如果100人投票，59票对61票，如果是这样的结果。
If you have 100 votes, 59 against 61.
你每一次都是59票对61票。
And every time you have 59 against 61 votes.
到最后这个教会会分作两半。
You'll find that at the end, the church will be in 2 factions.
虽然说多数要服从少数。
Even though we say that the lesser majority needs to follow the majority.
那这个同心就是到最后大家都能够看到神的带领。
That at the end, we should be able to see the guidance of God.
那看到了，就会同心了。
When we see the guidance of God, we would be unified.
所以我们今天教会要蒙福。
Today, for our church to be blessed.
最重要就是要在主里面同心。
What is most important is that we have one heart in Christ.
然后以色列百姓他们同心了，就进入迦南地。
When the Israelites were of one heart, they entered into the promised land.
所以怎么让我们同心？这个才是大问题了，不是找会堂本身是问题。
How to unify everyone is really the big problem. It's not whether we can find a location or not.
同心靠神，神迹就出现。
When we rely on God wholeheartedly and unifiedly, then that's when miracle happens.
所以这个加勒跟约书亚他也没有两个人反对，我们不需要走了，我们已经在旁边了。
Caleb and Joshua did not object to going along and saying that we will just stay here and wait for you.
他可以看到时候还没有到，因为大家没有同心。
They could also see that the time was not yet ripe because people were not of one heart.
一直绕到那个没有信心的都死了新生的一代有信心就进去了。
They kept walking through the wilderness until those without faith had passed away, and that those who are of faith had come.
所以在信仰这一条路不是人能做什么。
The journey of faith does not really depend on what we as men can do.
关键是神能做什么。
The key is what.Would God do?
我们能不能做神所用的工具？这是关键。
Can we be the tools of God? This is really the key.
所以到最后夸口，没有一个人夸口什么。
At the end, no one can boast of anything.
大家说夸口就说神真的伟大。
What we can boast of is the greatness of God.
神真的是完美的。
And that God is perfect.
神的旨意真的是美好的。
And that His will is beautiful.
我们现在回来看。耶利米书。
Now let's go back to Jeremiah.
29章，所以为什么先知劝他们要跟着走了既然去就去吧。
Chapter 9, and Jeremiah admonished the people to go along.
那我们现在看31章。
Now let's refer to chapter 31.
耶利米书的三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2 to 3.There says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel, when I went to give him rest. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
这个地方在提到神对以色列百姓的爱。
It mentioned about the love of God towards Israel.
我以永远的爱爱你。
That I have loved you with an everlasting love.
没有改变的爱。
It is a love that does not change.
我以慈爱来吸引你。
With loving kindness, I have drawn you.
那因为这个样子，所以以色列民要在建立，你就被建立。你神要建立他们，他们就可以被建立。
Because of this, they shall be rebuilt when God wants to build them.
那因为这个爱如果我们回到三十章
，When we turn back to chapter 30,
从二十节到二十二节，请读。
Verse 20 to 22, their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. 21.Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governors shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord. 22. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
这里神说，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
God says, you shall be my people, and I will be your God.
所以这是神跟他们很特别的关系。
This is a very special relationship that God has given them.
神用爱来吸引他们。
God uses love to attract them.
而且这个爱要存到永远。
And that this love shall last for eternity.
那就是因为这个爱，所以这些渔民剩下来的到最后还是会得救。
Because of this love, those who are remaining, the remnants, shall be saved.
因为这个约，神永远不废掉。
Because God would not demolish or abolish this covenant.
那这个爱就是今天神对我们的爱。
This love is the love that God has toward us today.
所以有时候虽然神管教我们。
Sometimes we may be chastised by God.
我们遇到困难。
We may face difficulties.
好像祷告没有神垂听。
Like when our prayers are not heard.
其实在神看来，他对我们的爱没有改变。
But from God's perspective, his love hasn't changed.
好，我们现在回来看三十一章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
十八节经读。
Verse 18. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised. Like an untrained bull, Restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God.
这里说求神让我们回转，我不见回转。
It says here, restore me, O Lord, and I will return.
所以有时候信仰的回转还是要求神帮助。
Sometimes, for our faith to be restored, we need to ask God for his help.
没有神帮助，虽然我们知道对的，还是做不出来。
Without God's help, even when we know what is right, we cannot do so.
所以圣经在说，我们是神的工作。
That's why the Bible says that we are God's work.
在耶稣基督里造成的。
That in Jesus we have been completed.
我们今天的我是神在我们身上做工。
The me today is really God doing his work.
是在主耶稣里面造成的。
It is formed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主的道里面，在主的灵里面，在主的爱里面造成的。
In the word of God, the spirit of God, and also and also the love of God.
所以这里告诉我们
how here is telling us
你使我们回转
that you restore us.
那我们就可以回转
and we will return.
我们再来看三十一章
Let's continue to read chapter 31. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, so I will watch over them to build and to plan, says the Lord.
29.
In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. 30. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man who eats the sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge.
这个地方神就宣告父亲跟孩子两个要为自己的行为各自负责。
God proclaims here that the fathers and children have to be responsible for their own respective sins.
也就是说孩子不需要背负父亲的罪。
In other words, the children should not have to bear the sins of the fathers.
也就是说罪不会遗传了。
Also, that is to say, sins will not be inherited.
个人向神负责。
Everyone has to be responsible for his or her own sin to God.
父亲好，父亲蒙福。
If the father is good, he shall be blessed.
孩子也好，孩子蒙福。
If the children are good, they shall be blessed.
如果父亲不好，孩子好。
If the father is not good, but the children are good,
孩子蒙福。
The children will be blessed.
如果父亲好，孩子不好。
If the father is good, but the children are not,
父亲蒙福，孩子就没有蒙福。
Then the father shall be blessed, but not the children.
所以是各自为自己的行为从神得到报偿。
So everyone would be responsible for his or her own deed and be rewarded respectively.
所以父亲不能够为孩子做什么。
Father cannot do anything for the children.
孩子也不能够为父亲做什么。
And children cannot do anything for their father.
神是亚伯兰的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Our God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
就是每一代人要自己跟神建立关系。
Every generation needs to establish a relationship with God.
这是在这个地方神的宣告。
This is the proclamation of God.
那我们再来看31章。
Let's continue to read chapter 31.
神跟他们立的约
the covenant that God established with them.
我们来看，再回来看，先看20节
Verse 20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearns for him.I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord.
所以这里在提到神的百姓，就是他所爱的孩子。
Here it talks about the people of God, which are his children.
每逢责备，他仍顾念他们。
Every time he spoke against him, he earnestly remembered them.
他的心肠仍念慕他。
His heart yearned for him.
而且要怜悯他。
And to have mercy on him.
这就是神对我们的态度。
This is the attitude that God has toward us.
所以有时候我们虽然偶尔犯罪，不要放弃。
Sometimes we may sin, but we should never give up.
因为神的怜悯是不改变的。
Because the mercy of God never changes.
最怕的就是我们不愿意回头。
What we should fear is that we do not return.
回头就有希望重新得到神的怜悯。
As long as we return, we have hope that we shall have mercy again.
这是我们从先知书里面看到一贯的讯息。
This is the teachings that we can see from the prophetic books.
那再回来三十一章。
Let's turn back to chapter 31.
33节、34节。
Verse 33 and 34. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
这里讲神要亲自做工啊。
Here it says that God would do the work himself.
所以从最小的到最大都要认识神。
From the very least to the very greatest, they will know God.
神要赦免他们的罪。
God will forgive their iniquities.
重新跟他们立约。
And to reestablish a covenant with them.
就是三十三节。
This is in verse 33.
我将我的律法放在他们心里，写在他们心上。
I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
那这个约是什么？
What is this covenant?
我要做他们的神，他要做我的子民。
I will be their God and they shall be my people.
就是神跟人的关系重新建立。
That is the reestablishment of the relationship between God and man.
那以色列百姓的责任就是要继续来遵守神的律法。
The responsibility of the people of Israel is to follow and obey the word of God.
他们跟神的关系就会非常的正常亲密。
Then their relationship will be very normal and close.
所以神给人法则，让人怎么来跟神有很好的关系。
God gives men statutes so that we know how to have a good relationship with Him.
所以到后面三十章以后，我们就看到神很多的安慰的话，还有很多鼓励的话。
From chapter 30 and on, we see a lot of words of encouragement from God.
虽然有很多责备这是出于公义，神的怜悯没有改变。
Even though there are also words of rebuke out of God's righteousness.
那到了三十二章。
Now, coming to chapter 32.
神叫耶利米做一件事情。
God asked Jeremiah to do one thing.
叫他买一块地。
Which is to buy a field.
我们来看三十二章。
Let's read chapter 32.
第七节。
Verse 7. Behold, Hanamel the son of Shallum, your uncle, will come to you, saying, Buy my field, which is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it.
这里叫他要去买一块地。
Here he was told to buy a piece of field.
所以第九节
in verse 9,
他就向他的亲戚买了地17个舍客勒。
He bought the field from his relative for 17 shekels of silver.
那其实这个耶利米心中也有一点的问题。
Jeremiah actually had some question in his heart.
25节。
Let's read verse 25. And you have said to me, O Lord God,Buy the field for money and take witnesses. Yet the city has been given into the hand of the Chaldeans.
这个城也要交给巴比伦啊。
The city is already to be given over to Babylon.
那我们就被掳了，那你叫我买这块地要做什么？
We're going to be captives. So what is the point of buying this piece of field?
我们已经不能住在这里了，那你叫我买这个地要做什么？
We cannot live here anymore. So what is the purpose of this field?
那为什么要买这块地？
What was the purpose?
我们知道投资房地产他们在讲最重要原则是什么？
We may have heard what is the most important principle for investing in real estate?
Location, 是不是？
Location.
三个 location, location.
There are three principles: location, location, and location.
你如果找到对的地点
If you find the right location,
房价一直往上升了。
The price will continue to go up.
我们以前买这个 Irvine 这一块地。
When we purchased this piece of land where the Irvine Church sits on,
旁边都是没有房子。
There were no houses around it.
有的还有田，有也果种果树的。
There were still some farming lands around.
但是现在看起来就不一样了。
But it's very different now.
这是一个非常好的地点。
This is a very good location.
所以我们有一些朋友自己走进来的。
We have some friends who happen to just walk by and come in.
交通也很方便。
The transportation here is also very convenient.
这是神为我们预备的。
This is something that God has prepared for us.
这是好的地点。
This is a good location.
那神要叫他买这个地点将来会荒废的。
God asked him to buy a piece of land that shall be desolate.
那怎么会叫他去花钱买一个会荒废的地方呢？
Why would God ask him to buy a piece of land that will become desolate?
好，我们看最后的原因三十二章四十四节。
Let's look at the last reason in chapter 32, verse 44. Men will buy fields for money, sign deeds and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah.In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captives to return, says the Lord.
这里说因为我必使被掳的人归回。
It says, for I will cause the captives to return.
所以有一段时间荒废了，看起来好像没有价值，但是被掳归回之后，重新要在这个地方兴盛起来，那这个地就很大的价值。
For a period of time, the land shall be desolate, but after that, the people will be brought back.
所以买这块地的目的就是要证明将来他们还会再回来。
To buy this piece of land is to prove that they shall one day come back.
那这个证明最重要的原因是出于神的能力权柄。
This proof is really out of the strength and the power of God.
我们来看耶利米书三十二章。
Let's turn to chapter
32, 17节。
Verse 17. Our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you.
所以说，在你没有难成的事，这是耶利米的祷告。
There is nothing too hard for you. This is the prayer of Jeremiah.
神非常有能力。
God is full of power.
十九节。
Verse 19.
不但有能力，他施慈爱与千万人。
Not only is God powerful, but he's great in counsel and mighty in work.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他谋事有大略，行事有大能，观看世人一切的举动。
You are great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men.
而且他会照人的行为来报应人。
To give everyone according to his ways.
这是耶利米的祷告，也是他对神的认识跟信心。
This is the prayer of Jeremiah to God. It is also his understanding of God.
那神怎么回应呢?
And how did God respond?
26节。
Verse 26. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
这里说,在神,神自己讲,在神岂有难成的事呢?
God said himself, is there anything too hard for me?
所以在神里面没有困难这一个字。
So in God, there is no word called difficulty.
然后28节。
Verse 28. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it.
这里说神说我要把这个城交付巴比伦。
God said, I will give the city to Babylon.
好，那如果我们把神不看，你就看这个历史的事件在演变。
If we remove God from the picture and only look at the historical development,
巴比伦比以色列百姓强。
Babylon was stronger than Jerusalem.
所以巴比伦在攻以色列百姓，以色列比较弱，所以就被吞吃了。
Because the Israelites were weaker, so they were being taken, destroyed by Babylon.
所以历史有两种写法。
There are two types of writing of history.
第一个就是人文的写法，完全是人跟人之间的互动。
The first is actually a documentary of the interaction between men.
但是当我们看圣经，就是在人的上面，你会看不见的神。
However, when we look at the Bible, we also see the God that transcends men.
那为什么巴比伦王可以打胜以色列百姓？
Why is it that the Babylonian king could defeat the Israelites?
二十八节说，因为神将会把它交给他们。
Verse 28 says that it is God who gave the city into his hand.
原来是神把它交给他的。
It is God who gives it to him.
灵界的世界先做决定了，这物质界才发生。
Decisions are being made in the spiritual realm before they are executed in the physical world.
那常常我们忘记了灵界那个层面。
We often forget what happens in the spiritual realm.
比方说，那个约伯记第一章。
For example, in Job chapter 1,
忽然间怎么约伯孩子都死光了？
All of a sudden, Job's children die.
忽然间怎么约伯的这个动物全部死光了？
All of a sudden, Job's livestock died.
忽然间怎么约伯全身生伤了？
All of a sudden, Job's had boils all over his body.
这个在人间的看呢？
From the perspective of men,
这是意外。
These are accidents.
这是不幸。
These are unfortunate events.
这是巧合。
These are coincidences.
这个就是人的层面。
This is from the perspective of man.
但是约伯记让我们看到在上一层，就灵界里面。
But Job also described to us what happens beyond the physical world in the spiritual realm.
这是灵界里面的决定。
This is actually the decision in the spiritual realm.
神要证明约伯是正直的，他敬拜神是正直的。
That God wanted to prove Job was upright.
哦，他那个决定了，物质界才发生。
When that decision was made in the spiritual realm, then things happened in the physical world.
哦，所以这个历史的演变是在灵界的上面有物质界的上面有一个灵界的决定。
The historical events happen after the decisions are made in the spiritual world.
哦，所以神岂有难成的事？其实一切都是在那看不见的世界决定的。
Is there anything too difficult for God? God already made all the decisions in the spiritual realm.
然后在约书亚记里面
，In Joshua.
如果我们看约书亚记哈
，Let's refer to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第一章
，Chapter One.
第一章的第三节
，Chapter One, Verse Three.Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
你给我看英文哈，你脚掌所踏之地，我照着我应许摩西的，都已经赐给你了。
So as I said to Moses, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you.
完成事了，我已经给你了。
I have given you.
那以色列百姓有没有得到？
Did the Israelites have it yet?
没有啊，他还没有进迦南啊。
Not yet. They have not entered into the land of Canaan.
那神已经给他了。
But God already said He had given them.
那因为神已经给他了，所以后来我们才看到哦，抬着约柜就进去了。
And later on, we saw how the ark would go in.
就是如果神没有给他哦，你要进去也进不去。
If God did not give it to them, even if they want to enter, they would not be able to.
但神的给他，他还要有人的责任。他尽到他的责任，就尽到神给他那一块地。
Because God has already given it to them, once they fulfill their responsibility, they would receive it.
所以这个告诉我们在信仰生活上有人有应尽的本分。
This is telling us that in faith, we have our share of the responsibility.
神虽然要祝福我们，但是我们有我们的本分。
Even though God wants to bless us, we still have to execute our responsibility.
如果神要给他，他不进去也没有办法。
If God wants to give it to them, but they do not do their part, then there's no result.
第二年就要给他了，就要进去，他不进去啊。
God had given it to them the second year, but they did not want to enter.
不是神不给他，神已经给他，他不进去就得不到。
It's not that God had not given it to them, but because they did not want to.
那他如果相信神，在神岂有难成的事，就进去了，就得到了。
If they believed in God there is nothing that is impossible. They would have received it.
所以圣经里面很多的应许其实都是已经给我们了。
There are many promises in the Bible that have been given to us.
在受洗跟神立约，那个应许就已经给我们。
When we're baptized, that covenant has been made, that promise has already been given.
Right, 怎么去得？
But how do we receive it?
用信心来相信，在神岂有难成的事。
To believe with the faith that in God nothing is impossible.
在生活上去信托他。
And also to entrust in our life.
来行神的道，那神的应许就临到我们了。
To walk in the way of God, and His promise shall come upon us.
所以在三十二章在提到神叫耶利米买一块地。
Chapter 32 talks about how God asked Jeremiah to buy a field.
就是要借着这个来转达他们将来会归回。
In order to tell the people that they shall return one day.
所以买这块地是有用的，因为他们会有归回的盼望。
There is a purpose in buying the field because then they would have hope of returning.
那三十三章以后
，from chapter 33 and on，
大部分就是在讲以色列百姓将来的盼望。
It is mainly talking about the hope of the Israelites.
被掳归回以后的盼望。
The hope of returning back from captivity.
我们来看三十三章。
Let's refer to chapter 33.Verse 15 and 16. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she shall be called. the Lord our righteousness.
这个地方就也是在预言大卫的后裔要兴起义者，就是主耶稣。
This is a prophecy that the descendants of David shall bring forth a branch of righteousness, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他这位称作耶和华我们的义，神就是我们的义。
Branch of righteousness.
Yeah, yeah.
He's called a branch of righteousness.
所以
the Lord our righteousness.
主耶稣就是我们的义。
That the Lord is our righteousness.
所以靠着主耶稣就被称义。
If we rely on our Lord, then we shall be called righteous.
所以新约时代这个救恩的影子，其实在先知书的后面都有隐藏的。
In the New Testament, we can see the shadow of the Old Testament, which are in the book of the prophets.
前面是讲肉体上以色列百姓。
The first part talks about the physical part regarding the Israelites.
那讲到后面都是在讲属灵的。
Towards the end, it's talking about what is spiritual.
属灵就是跟我们有关系。
Spiritual is related to us.
因为我们肉体不是犹太人。
Because in the physical sense, we're not the Jews.
那属灵上，我们就是神的选民。
But in the spirit, we are the chosen people of God.
所以像以西结书。
So just like Ezekiel.
前面在讲神的殿。
The first part talked about the temple of God.
所罗门所建的殿。
The temple that was built by Solomon.
充满着荣耀。
That it was filled with glory.
那后来因为人拜偶像，所以神的荣耀就渐渐从圣殿离开。
Later on, due to idol worshipping, the glory of God started to leave the temple.
那当神的荣耀一离开耶路撒冷，
when the glory of God departed from Jerusalem,
那外国就进来，就把他们攻破了。
The foreign nations would come in and defeat them.
所以耶路撒冷没有办法被攻破，是因为神的荣耀在里面。
The reason that Jerusalem was not able to be defeated at first was due to the glory of God.
那以西结书到最后就讲到另外一个殿。
At the later part of Ezekiel, it talked about another temple.
它是建筑在高山上的。
And that temple is built on the high hill.
那有活水流出来。
There's the living water that flows out of it.
那一个殿就是末后的教会，真教会。
That temple is the church of the last days.
就是预表真教会。
It represents the true church.
圣灵从东方流出来。
That the Holy Spirit would flow from it.
那就是荣耀的殿。
And that is the glorious temple.
那以赛亚书也是这样。
Isaiah is similar.
那前面在讲神公义的审判。
The first part talked about the righteous judgment of God.
到了后半部。
And the second part.
就预言弥赛亚国度的降临。
Is the prefiguration of the kingdom of Messiah.
那弥赛亚的国度就是他的身体真教会。
The kingdom of Messiah is the body of Christ, which is the church.
所以耶利米书在讲拔出拆毁毁坏，到最后就提到大卫的子孙要兴出一个义者。
Jeremiah talks about we need to pull down and root up, and at the end it talked about that there shall be
耶和华是我们的义。
That the Lord our righteousness.
主耶稣是我们的义。
That Jesus is our righteousness.
所以在到这个地方就给我们一个盼望，我们不是犹太人，也有一个得恩典的机会。
When it reaches this point, it's telling us that we also have hope.
好，我们先来看三十五章。
Now let's turn to chapter 35.
耶利米书的三十五章提到特别圣经，用一章的圣经节提到一族人叫做利甲族。
The Bible especially used one chapter to talk about a tribe of people called the Rechabites.
那这个利甲族有它的特性。
They have their characteristics.
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6. But they said, "We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, 'You shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever.'"
在第二节神叫耶利米第一节去见利甲族人。
In verse 1 and 2, God told Jeremiah to go see the Rechabites.
那进入神的殿一个屋子给他们喝酒。
And to bring them into the house of the Lord and to give them wine to drink.
这就是要试验利甲族人啊的生活方式。
This is to test the Rechabites in their way of living.
啊，你如果我们有时候搭飞机哈，你看那个头等舱，飞机一飞之后，大概全部都在喝酒。
When you board a plane, you notice that as soon as they go into the air, everyone in the first class drinks wine.
所以喝酒对现在来讲已经是一种文化。
So drinking wine has become a culture nowadays.
在很压力很大的这个时代，好像可以让我们轻松下来。
That in a world of pressure, wine seems to be able to make us relax.
那喝酒这个在旧约时代也是很普遍的事情。
In the Old Testament, drinking wine is also very common.
所以就带他们到圣殿给他们酒喝。
They were brought to the temple and given wine to drink.
那为什么？
Why is that?
要给他们喝酒。
Why were they offered wine?
那第三、第四节，他就被带领到屋子里面了。
In verse 3 and 4, they are being brought into the house.
第五节就是在利甲族面前摆设摆圣酒的碗跟杯。
In verse 5, they were presented the bowls and cups.
说请你们喝。
And they were invited to drink.
这是一种试验。
This is a test.
试验到他们生活的原则是什么。
To see what their principles of life is.
结果他的回应。
Then their response.
我们看第六节。
In verse 6. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons, forever.
第七节。
7. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
这个地方说他们祖宗吩咐他两件事情。
It says that their ancestor commanded them two things.
第一个住帐篷。
First is to live in a tent.
第二个不可以喝酒。
The second is not to have wine.
这个到底在讲什么？
What is it saying?
如果我们看申命记里面的神已经预言了。
In Deuteronomy, we already see the prophecy from God.
当你房子增加，牛产增加，物产增加，你们就会开始忘记神。
That when you're abundant in your houses, in your livestock, and in your blessings, you will forget God.
那这个利甲族的祖先他知道这个生活一舒服，人就会忘记神。
But the Rechabites' ancestor knew that when they got comfortable, they would forget God.
所以他就吩咐子孙说：“你们都要住帐篷。”
So they told their descendants, "You shall live in the tents."
那住帐篷就是生活很简单。
To live in the tents mean that they are to have a simple life.
那这个生活很简单，就是提醒说我们是寄居的。
To have a simple life means that we are just sojourners.
那心理上常常提醒我是寄居的。
In our heart, we are being reminded we are sojourners.
诸位，我们来这个地方如果从外地来的，有没有带过两件行李来？
If you're from out of here, have you bought two pieces of luggages?
那个很少，是不是？
Probably quite rare.
我大概都带一件行李来。
Most likely, we would just bring one luggage.
我记得有一次 TTP 在开学。
I remember one time when we were about to start the TTP.
那有一个来受训的，他大概是带着三个行李来。
There was one person who came to be trained and brought three pieces of luggage.
里面很多鞋子、衣服。
A lot of shoes, a lot of clothes.
那个讲员跟他讲把两个收起来，只能用一个。
The speaker said, "Put two away, use only one."
那你如果两个收不起来，你今天可以回家。
If you cannot, take two away, you should go home today.
不需要来这里。
You really don't need to come here.
你要训练当做神的工人，第一个生活要简单。
If you want to be trained to be a worker of God, the first is you need to lead a simple life.
这一点做不到，你没有办法服侍神。
If you cannot do this, you cannot serve God.
所以我们去出差去哪里帮忙圣工，大概都是一个 carry on.
When we are being sent to help, we usually just carry one luggage.
不管是天气热的、天气冷的，或者有时候有冷有热。
Doesn't matter where we're going to a place that is warm, cold, or both.
因为我们是做客人。
We are sojourners.
所以这个生活简单，人的心才会专心在神的事情上。
When we have a simple life, we would be able to really focus on the matters of God.
那利甲族的好处就是 一直带一直带一直传下来，生活都很简单。
The good example of the Rechabites is that from generation to generation, they pass down the habit of living a simple life.
不是他没有能力啊，去过比较舒服的生活。
It's not that they did not have the ability to have a very comfortable life.
而是因为祖先这样吩咐，也真的对信仰有帮助，他就这样生活。
But rather, it was their ancestor who taught them so, and it was helpful to the faith.
我们在这个就这个附近哈，有一个牧师，他写了两本书很畅销。
In this area, there is a pastor who wrote two books that are very popular.
一个叫做《标杆的人生》。
One is
purpose-driven life.
Purpose-driven life.
啊，另外一个叫做有目的的教会 purpose-driven church.
The other one is purpose-driven church.
哦，它很畅销。
These books are very well selling.
他这个牧师哦，版权就收了很多钱。
Just from the rights to these publications alone, he received a lot of money.
所以他没有向教会收这个生活领取生活费。
So he did not receive any compensation from the church.
那当他赚了很多钱之后
，After he had made a lot of money,
人就问他说：“这对你的生活有什么改变
？”People ask him, "How has this changed your life?"
他说：“什么都没有改变。
”He said, "There is no change."
车子还是一样。
I still have the same car.
家具还是一样。
Same furniture,
房子还是一样。
Same house,
哦，没有改变。
There is no change.
哦，这个值得我们来思想。
This is worthy of our thinking.
哦，为什么一个人突然间钱很多，但是他的生活还是一样？
Why is it that for a person to all of a sudden have a lot of money, his life is still the same?
哦，利甲族的精神就在这里。
This is the spirit of the Rechabites.
因为我们是住帐篷的。
Because we live in the tents.
哦，所以生活简单啊，信仰容易持守。
When we have a simple life, we can sustain our faith more easily.
这不简单啊。
This actually is difficult to do.
因为整个社会的文化的走向不是这样。
Because this is against the trend of the society.
那如果我们能够跟社会的文化相反的方向，这是有一种信仰的力量在里面。
If we're able to go against the trend of the society, this actually is a strength of faith.
不然这个潮流一冲，我们就跟着走。
Otherwise, we would have been swept away by the wave of the trends.
那不喝酒是什么意思？
Not to drink wine.
当然圣经有讲不要醉酒。
The Bible tells us that we should not be drunk with wine.
但是拿细耳人他是不喝酒。
But the Nazarites would not touch wine.
所以你讲不要醉酒有圣经根据。
We can say that do not be drunk has biblical basis.
不要喝酒也有圣经根据。
To not drink wine also has biblical basis.
这主要是我们要取哪一个标准。
The question is, which standard are we adopting?
好，那酒另外一个意思是什么？
What is the other meaning of wine?
世俗的娱乐。
It is the enjoyment of the world.
娱乐本来要让我们轻松的。
Amusement is to help us relax.
所以我们第二天可以上班了。
So the second day we can go back to work.
但是娱乐现在变成生活的一个目标。
But then amusement could become an objective of our life.
那休闲活动也是对我们有帮助的。
Our leisure is good for us.
但是有的娱乐跟罪是离不开的。
But some leisure are connected to sins.
所以我们有没有办法来抵挡这个世俗的娱乐？
Are we able to stand against the leisure of the world?
因为酒能够让人放荡。
Wine can make us lose control.
世俗的娱乐会让人的心放荡。
Worldly leisure can also make us lose control of our heart.
所以我们可以用很多健康的方式来休闲。
We can use a lot of healthy methods to have leisure.
但是有罪的成分的娱乐能不能把它一刀两断？
But those that are connected to sins, can we just cut it completely?
利甲族人不喝酒。
The Rechabites did not have any wine.
所以到最后神他们这个种族就蒙福。
At the end, this tribe received blessing.
19节。
Verse 19. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not lack a man to stand before me forever.
说他们永远不缺人势力在神的面前。
They shall never lack a man to stand before God forever.
所以对一个基督徒来讲生活比较保守还是比较保险。
For a Christian, it is safer for us to have a more reserved or conservative life.
有时候不是说不可以做。
It's not that we cannot do certain things.
生活比较保守，有时候对我们下一代也比较好。
But if we are able to be more conservative, it's better for our next generation.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.